President Obama's clean power plan enraged many top officials in Oklahoma, who argued the rules were an expensive, unnecessary overreach by the federal government. But as State Impact's Joe Wirtz reports for KGOU, the efforts to combat climate change could create opportunities in Oklahoma.
President Barack Obama.
Thank you.
Earlier this month, President Obama met the press and his supporters in the East Room of the White House to debut his plan to fight global warming by cutting emissions from power plants.
And today, after working with states and cities and power companies, the EPA is setting the first ever nationwide standards to end the limitless dumping of carbon pollution from power plants.
The plan has three parts. First, it reduces air pollution from existing power plants, which could force hundreds of coal-fired plants to close. Second, Obama wants even steeper emission limits on new power plants. That would make it nearly impossible to build a new coal plant in the United States. The third part gives every state a specific emission reduction goal and requires them to create a plan to meet it. Oklahoma Republicans have vowed resistance.
But when you look at fossil fuels, oil, natural gas, and coal, it generates approximately 70% of all of our electricity.
Attorney General Scott Pruitt made his case on Fox Business.
If you have this war on coal that the EPA is engaged in, and you take about 30 to 35% of that fossil fuel mix off the grid, what is that going to do? It's going to cause rates to skyrocket across the country.
Pruitt and his counterparts in 14 other states have already filed paperwork to fight Obama's clean power plan in court.
All right, Attorney General, thank you very, very much.
Previously, in April, Governor Mary Fallon issued an executive order forbidding state agencies from developing a compliance plan. The EPA is giving states some flexibility in how they reduce air pollution from power plants. If Oklahoma chooses a rate-based approach, it would have to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 32%, a pretty average rate compared to other states.
For the most part, the average citizen doesn't understand the fact that electricity and the way energy flows across the network is not confined to state boundaries.
Lanny Nickel is the vice president of engineering for the Southwest Power Pool, the authority that oversees the grid and wholesale electricity market in Oklahoma and 13 other states. About half of those states have joined the legal challenge against the federal air pollution plan. Nickel says the Southwest Power Pool is urging states to work together to write their compliance plans. That's because
it appears that in order to meet the goals that are established for the states, there is a heavy emphasis and reliance on renewables.
To comply with Obama's environmental plan, many states will likely have to get more of their power from renewables, sources like solar and wind. They could also use more natural gas, either by converting older coal plants to use the cleaner-burning fuel or by building new natural gas-fired plants. Jonas Manis directs the Climate Energy Program at Duke University's Nicholas Institute for Energy Policy Solutions.
We've never had a homogeneous electricity sector. Some states have more wind. Some states generate electricity using more natural gas. Some states use more nuclear.
So those differences could create an opportunity for industries in some states. Oklahoma ranks fourth nationally in both wind power capacity and natural gas production. Manis says Obama's clean power plan is
going to create demand for lower carbon alternatives, which means demand for natural gas and renewable energy would very likely increase as a result of this rule.
Manis says utilities, states, and the power grids that connect them are facing a lot of electricity uncertainty. Demand and regulations are increasing. Wind and solar aren't always reliable. The cost of fuel sources, like natural gas, is hard to predict. But Manis says Obama's clean power plan gives states the flexibility to use the market in their favor. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more on energy, natural resources, and the environment, visit KGOU.org and click the link for State Impact. It's KGOU.